I hope you've had your morning coffee today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Hui-Chen Liu, Professor of Neuroscience at Indiana University, explores whether a coffee a day can keep dementia away.
Can a coffee a day keep dementia at bay? Unfortunately, it's not quite so simple. But recently, my lab conducted a study in mice that found a key ingredient in coffee, caffeine, boosts an enzyme in the brain that protects neurons against neurodegeneration. Many studies suggest that misfolded proteins tangle up and accumulate in the brain to cause disorders, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's disease. Last year, my colleagues and I were excited to discover that the enzyme, NMDA2, already known to protect neurons against stress, also helps untangle misfolded proteins. To follow up this finding, we developed a screening method to identify compounds that boost NMDA2 level. After screening 1,280 compounds, we found 24 that increased NMDA2 levels. One of the most powerful was caffeine. To confirm the results, we gave caffeine to mice genetically modified to produce low levels of NMDA2. Caffeine increased the enzyme in these mice to normal level. Of course, that an equivalent amount of caffeine in people isn't healthy, and a study in mice doesn't imply the same effect in people. But the results are promising and consistent with public health studies showing moderate coffee consumption is associated with a lower risk of neurodegeneration. We are eager to further study all 24 compounds that raise levels of NMDA2 to learn more about how this important enzyme works in the brain and ultimately develop new drugs to fight neurodegenerative disease. And in the meantime, don't feel bad about that second cup of joe.
That was Hui-Chen Liu of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.